hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in Round Rock, Texas, I do speak from it. And today, we've got to get rid of these open-eared mics here, or these headphones, because every time I do this, oh, yeah, it squeals on me. At any rate, today is Bob Chapman Day. We're going to get into some issues here with Bob. And I was just gleaning the USA Today. Lender to reduce $16 billion in loans countrywide to modify or refi adjustable rate mortgages for 82,000 buyers who face foreclosure. And they're doing all that for $16 billion. You know, it's kind of like, remember what Bush did, the feel-good thing, several years ago, where he gave people a rebate? You know, send them money. Send him a check. That was supposed to make you feel good. I guess he was asking your permission to go fight unfunded and unconstitutional wars or something. I don't know. Maybe he was trying to buy you. But if I remember correctly, it was what, Chris, only about $300 or something like that? I think nowadays it'll buy you a tank of gas and maybe a cup of coffee at your local Stop and Rob. At any rate, I'll get into this with Bob as well, and he's got a special report out that he put out yesterday, and I'm going to go over this with him in detail. It's on the financial and commodities market, and I have not checked. Let me go up here real quickly so I don't sound totally stupid here. Oh, here we go. Here's my little click-on button. The Dow is, well, you noticed Friday, folks. I mean, it took a massive downturn. Today, oh, we're doing so much better. It's up 109 points at any rate. And they've still been holding down gold. And I want to discuss this with Bob Chapman as well. The reason why they're doing this is it's like signals, folks. It's like a traffic signal. You know, you see yellow, that's a caution. You see red. If you're able to see red and you're still moving, guess what you just did? Well, you just shot a red light. This is kind of what's going on here in the gold and silver markets out there. They're still trying to suppress gold because they don't want to let it rise too rapidly. If they do, that signals that other areas of the market may be in the death throes, dead or dying. And they don't want to do that. Now, it's been inching up. Gold is, I think, closed today at $7.59. It should be $17.59 right now, but of course it's not. But again, they're trying to suppress that. They got their plunge protection team, and I really noticed this Monday. After the big dump on Friday, I think it was 366 points. Yeah, their plunge protection team was in there Monday, trying to stabilize the market and hedge off any, well, panic selling. You know, we don't need any panic in our banking systems. We don't need any panic on Wall Street. And if you're paying attention to the verbiage they're using, a lot of these companies are doing okay because of transnational business. Not an indicator here for the United States and how well or sick the economy is. We'll take the break, come back with Bob Chapman joining us in the second hour. Of course, will be the Rhodesian Ridgeback, Mr. Robbie Noel. We'll be right back with all of that right after a little bit of this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Right. Always fun, ladies and gentlemen. Another fun day in radio. Bob Chapman, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Well, I'm pretty good. I'm glad I'm not in California.
Yeah, what are they up to? 300,000
500,000.
500,000?
Displaced persons. I lived for 20 years in Malibu.
Really?
We went through about five of those things. And it's not fun.
Well, and you have to ask yourself the question, why do people want to live in California? I know it's a beautiful state, but I can remember about every 4 or 5 years, we get the pictures on TV, the people's homes built on stilts on the side of the hill or sliding down the hill and into the next county. The San Andreas Fault is out there. We got the Santa Ana winds that are blowing quite strongly and spreading that fire all over hell's creation. Why do people like to live out there? I don't get it.
Well, I think at one time it was very attractive, but now that it's been paved over and it's got about 10 million illegal aliens in the state, it's turned into a place where the quality of living has dropped dramatically. And, of course, taxes are outrageous. And I guess they're suicidal. I get out.
I've gone to L.A., and every time I go into California, I always fly into LAX. And when you walk outside the terminal, welcome to California, or welcome to L.A. I mean, they're in a basin out there. Last time I was out there, they were talking about putting exhaust fans in the mountain ridge around Los Angeles to pump the air pollution out. I mean, they just have a different sort of, I guess, a way of doing things out in California. A different kind of a thing. Hey, at any rate, I wanted to get into your special report that you put out Monday, and that you're saying that we could be on the brink of some pivotal financial and commodity markets changes coming on. What is all this about?
Well, it's about a credit crisis, a crisis within the world banking community, but particularly the U.S. and European and British banking communities. It's about banks not wanting to deal with one another because they have no confidence and trust in each other anymore. It's about a stock market that earnings are plunging. For 5 years, they were 18.5% growth. The expert says last November it would be 13.5%. I said it would be 4-6%. It looks like it's going to come in around 3.5%, and that does not justify the Dow where it's at. But there are other factors why the Dow goes up. But we still have horrendous inflation, which is over, my guess is around 11.3%. Unemployment's about 13.5%. We have the increase in money and credit by the Fed at 14.7% monthly, or over 55% annually. There's a lot of negatives in there. So the market should come down, and a natural extension of that would be, where do you go with your money to make money? And I think the commodity markets and gold and silver are going to be the place to go to.
Well, and this is one of the reasons why they've been walking on eggshells. And I've been noticing the rah-rah boys for Wall Street have been, at least their mouthpieces on these financial shows, have been reluctantly posting more of the gold and silver spot.
Well, that's true. They want to cover themselves to some extent. And they're not saying or doing enough to point out exactly what's going on. And, you know, those people know what's going on. And that's why they just obviously omit them from almost every conversation. And when somebody comes on and talks about gold and silver commodities going up, they don't have them back again.
That's right. But at least
that's the way freedom in America works today.
Yeah, you tell the truth.
The corporatist fascist state, and that's what totalitarian governments that control the media, which they do indirectly, and that's what they do.
You know, there are mounds and mounds and mounds of problems out there. By the way, Alan Greenspan, and folks, take this in the context of Alan Greenspan speaks. It's like E.F. Hutton. Remember the commercial, E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody in the restaurant would shut up? Well, when Alan speaks, everybody shuts up and listens to what he has to say. And he's a front man for the member banks, the Federal Reserve banks inside this country. But he came out yesterday, and keep in mind that he's a mouthpiece and a rah-rah boy for the bankers. But he came out and said that there is about a 50-50 chance that we're going to go into recession.
And the reason he's doing that is to regain his credibility. And he said, it's not my fault that we had this bubble in real estate. And, of course, it is. He was the mouthpiece for the Federal Reserve who did that. But Greenspan also said that he didn't think this proposed bailout would work. And this proposed bailout for $100 billion is about $900 billion short of what they need. And they either have to do this one of two ways to raise that money. And that is, they either have to get the public to come in and buy this garbage, toxic paper, or the Fed's going to have to take it in. Now, if the public takes it in, they'll probably take it in at face, and we'll have an established value for this, so they can take it off their books. because if they leave it on their books and they have to mark it to the market, they're going to end up with a net-net of all kinds of mortgages that are on their books are probably a minus 70%, maybe a minus 60. Still is not very good. And that would put many of the banks into bankruptcy. And that's how serious this is. On the other hand, if they can't sell the toxic waste, then, or put it into a fund that people will go into and buy it, then the Federal Reserve is going to have to come forward and buy the toxic waste. And they will issue funds, money, credit for that, and they make that up out of thin air. And what will happen next is we will have immediate horrific inflation, which we've already got.
Yeah, well, and it's been a hot topic of late. Is Uncle Ben going to do another rate cut? I'm now hearing the targeted date of October 30th. Some are saying that it may come later, it may come a month later, but it seems they're pretty much entrenched with the idea that there's going to be another rate cut.
Yeah, that's true. 98% of the traders figure that is going to happen this month at the end of the month of the FOMC meeting, and another one in December. And that would take it down another half a point and do absolutely nothing. Because a real market in debt instruments is going to continue to function at higher levels and higher levels of interest rates. We're seeing a rally again in the bond market because people are fleeing the stock market and they want to have some place to put their money, and they think that U.S. treasuries and agencies are a safe haven. Well, I got news for them. It's not a safe haven. What's that?
I was just going to say, Mark, I think his name is it Faber? Mark Faber? He's a German guy. It may not be Faber, but his first name is M-A-R-C, and I'll think of his last name here in a second.
Yeah, he's living in Singapore now.
Okay.
His name? He's a conservative economist, has been for many years.
And is his last name Faber?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something like that. It doesn't make any difference.
Okay. But
it's the message.
Well, and the message was today on Bloomberg. I think it was on Bloomberg. He said that, look, I don't necessarily see the way out for the banks is to lower the prime again. He says what the banks should be doing right now is them taking the hit and the people that are invested in those banks that are taking the hit. Why should they, and he used the word inflation, he said, why would you run the risk of firing up inflation just to bail a few people out? He said they're big enough to take the hits on the profit. He says, you know, basically, who cares if the banks don't make a profit next year, if they just break even? Who cares?
Well, I think Mark, under normal circumstances, would be correct. But I don't think he realizes these banks are on the edge of going under. And it is much more serious than he envisions. And I don't think he's scoped out the problem the way I have. And these banks are in serious trouble. When banks will not lend over a week to another bank, because nobody knows what is off a balance sheet that's toxic. And no one will say. And none of these toxic bonds are traded. There's no known market for them.
I'm trying to get my mind wrapped around this, Bob. Yeah, and we know that any other business out there in the world is not like the banker's business. Because I don't know of anything that you can create out of nothing and then package it and then sell it to somebody. It's just not possible. It's possible in the banking realm, but my point about this is that the banks know that they're in trouble. And rather than taking a long-term view of this and saying to themselves, look, we've got to remain solvent, and who gives a hoot and a holler whether we make any money next year, let's absorb this, put the happy face on, bite the bullet, call it whatever you want. But we've got to stabilize our business because our business is on the brink. Now, when we get back, I'd like you to go through for a few moments, if you would, Mr. Chapman, to tell the people how bad of a situation these banks are actually in, that they won't even interbank loan each other money for 7 days. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Must be some kind of way out of here.
Said the banker to the thief. Oh, I'm sorry, they're one and the same. We're back, Bob Chapman. If this is Tuesday, this is Bob Chapman Day on the National Intel Report. Very, very glad. Bob, I don't know if I've ever expressed this on air, how much I appreciate you coming on and doing this program with me every Tuesday.
Well, I enjoy doing it very much, so I thank you, and I have a lot of fun doing it.
Well, and I was wondering, what's the guy's motivation? I was thinking about this last night. I was thinking to myself, is Bob having any fun doing this? Because we are delivering a lot of bad news.
Well, I've been involved in what you've been involved in as far as informing the public for 48 years. And after a fashion, the bad news doesn't bother you. It's the ability to get it out to the public and let them know how they're getting fleeced. And you know, some of the public listens and some of them don't. And it comes a time during all of this that people finally wake up for whatever reason. And in this case, it'll probably be a recession or depression. And they're going to say, well, how did this happen and who did this to us? And that's where you and I come in. And, of course, there's that 5% who really understand what's going on, and there's another perhaps 15% who have a good idea what's going on but don't get involved. And the rest of the public just doesn't know or doesn't care to know.
You know, that reminds me. I one time saw a sign, and I forget whether it was in a store or in a bar or someplace, but it stuck out. Some people pay when due. Some people never do. How do you do? And, you know, you're unfortunately, Bob, you're right. A lot of people, 5%, I think it might be a little bit higher than that, but I have a tendency not to be too pessimistic. But just given the fact that 5% are awake out there, what's 5%? And we really can't count the illegals. I don't know what the last census count was, but we've got over 300 million now in this country, and we pretty much determined that at least 35 million of those are illegals. So let's say that we got a population here of 260, 265 million. 5% of that number ain't bad. That's a lot of people. And there might be, as you say, another 15%, maybe a little bit more, that are kind of coming around. They're being motivated by circumstance, let's say. Maybe they're feeling the pinch. Everybody knows that there's something really off kilter, but they're not necessarily on target with what is the problem. And Bob, when we say the banks are in trouble, and I'm looking at the front page USA Today story, of course, on the front page as well, USA Today is like the comic book of newspapers. Married couples often pack on pounds, especially right after the wedding. Now, I would not consider that front page news on a national newspaper, but evidently these people do. But on the right-hand column, lender to redo $16 billion in loans countrywide to modify or refinance the adjustable rate mortgages for 82,000 borrowers who face foreclosure. Now, my first thought when I read that is this throwing good money? Then I had to correct myself, is because the money we got ain't no good, and we've discussed the reasons why it isn't fiat currency. But is this throwing the proverbial good money after bad? Now, they're saying for $16 billion, they're going to be able to refi 82,000 people that shouldn't have gotten loans in the first place.
Well, that shows you that they're not members of the intelligentsia. Now, 82,000 out of 2 million? Give me a break. It's a company that's doing 19% of the loans in the United States. It's a handful of crumbs being thrown to the beasts. And even though they keep the terms for those people, let's say as they are, and roll them for 2 years, they're going to be back in 2 years with the same problem.
They're
going to have to raise them.
You know, they're saying the countrywide expects to modify 10,000 of the 82,000 by the end of this year for $2.2 billion. But this is the reason why I asked you the question. Now, if the banks aren't loaning each other money, and they don't trust what's on their books, they don't know what's cooked and what isn't, how much debt are these, well, and that's another misleading statement. How much debt are these banks culpable for? How bad is the situation with the banks right now?
Well, the major U.S. banks, and that's countrywide, are probably just on the commercial paper and the CDOs and the ABSs, they're offside over $1 trillion. Now, you get a lot of banks. What do we get, 40 or 50 large banks in the country? They all got the same problem. And some of them have enough to make it life-threatening, so to speak, and some of them don't. And we can't tell because we don't have their current balance sheets. And even if we did, you'd have to look into the fine print to find other items that are off balance sheet. And that's where they're hiding them. And the idea to get into this super fund is to take them off their books and put them into this fund.
All right, let's
take... So they can say, well, you know, this is what we paid for them, and this was what we put them in the fund for.
All right, I want to pick up on that point when we come back on a break. By the way, a caller called in about California and said the reason why people are living out there is because of the weather. Then who was the guy that said that the coldest summer I ever spent, or the winter I spent, was the summer in San Francisco?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back. Bob, now we know the banking situation is kind of tenuous. And that's an understatement. I'm looking at reports from all over the planet here. And one of these guys of the IMF, Rodrigo Rato, I think his name is.
Rato.
He warned Monday that there are risks of an abrupt fall in the dollar, which, by the way, to CNBC's credit, they actually put a screen wipe up there as to what lower prime would mean. And they actually used the terms, it's inflationary. They did say that. It weakens the dollar against foreign currencies. They did say that. So at least they're starting to open up the proverbial can of worms a little bit. But they're not talking about how bad the risks are in the markets right now. Now, this report goes on to say there are risks that an abrupt fall in the dollar could either be triggered by or itself trigger a loss of confidence in dollar assets. Well, this is...
That's already happened.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is this guy that far behind the curve? Everybody's dumping the dollar.
Well, no, you see, he's on his way out. He finishes this week. And he's a political appointee. He's an Illuminist. And I think when he was born, someone hit him in the middle of the forehead with a shovel because he's dumber than dumb. But they didn't tell him to do that. He's been treated like a third world person who is as dumb as dumb, and I guess he didn't like that, and he's getting back at them.
Well, and he is, because he's making statements. He said, we still do not know the full effects of the decline in the housing market and the subprime problems of the U.S. economy. Actually, this is worldwide, but further disruption in financial markets and further falls in housing prices could lead to a global economic downturn. Now, and again, I mean, these are mouthpieces, whether they're politically appointed or not, like Greenspan, like anybody else. They're supposed to be the encouragers, and they're supposed to be the happy face guy. But when Alan Greenspan, Bob, comes out and says, hey, it's a coin toss, of 50-50 chance we're going to go into a recession. Well, we know we're already there. But this IMF chief here says that, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty out there. There's downside risk. Evidently, he's starting to open up a little bit. But why is it, Bob, that these Illuminists, these international gangsters, that they keep picking people for these jobs that, you know, what they're making their heads roll, and for what? They put them in there. They know the game that they're running. They know the scam that they're running. Can't they find qualified liars or happy, smiley-faced people to put in these positions?
Well, yes, they can, but, you know, they have a line of people who have to be rewarded. And that's just the way it works. It's nepotism. That job was supposed to go to Carlos Salinas, but he had to take it on the lam from Mexico, and he went down and lived in Cuba for 4 or 5 years, and then he skipped over to Ireland for 4 or 5 years, so they couldn't extradite him. And then finally, all the hubbub went down, and he came back to, he went back to Mexico. And he's living inconspicuously today because he's a criminal. And he was involved in several murders and in the planning of them. And his brother's doing, essentially life. I think they gave him 28 years for murder. I mean, these are the kind of people that we're dealing with.
Whoa. Now, his successor, by the way, and this is another political appointee, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, and he's the former socialist finance minister for France. And he takes over on November 1st. So we get the glad hand giddy boy that they stuck in there. And, folks, they really do eat their young. Make no mistake about this. There is turmoil within the Illuminist circles right now. Because you want to know the real reason, folks? It's because their global union was already supposed to be in place or almost there at this point, and they're having some serious problems. They wanted this world order in place, and it should have already been in place by now. And they knew the clock was ticking on their funny money system. And they knew the greed of their brethren out there, the very ones that will eat their young. And this was supposed to happen when the globalists had their plans well meshed and in working order. They didn't move fast enough, Bob. They caught themselves.
Well, it wasn't only that, John. This Middle East thing has just blown up in their face because it was handled by a bunch of idiots. And many of those Illuminists are dumb, believe me. Bush is a good example. And that whole movement has been set back about 50 years. And that's another reason why I think that the North American Union is not going to become reality, and the Amero is not going to become reality. Because I think they're going to have a terrible time trying to impose that. Yes, they can harmonize and do those things outside the venue of politics, so to speak. But I don't think it's going to happen. You know, I've been at this for a long, long time, almost as long, if not longer, than anybody who's living and breathing in the United States. And I only can think of guys like Ed Griffith and Stan Monteith and people like that who have been around as long as I have. And so there's not many voices who know all the things that have transpired before, if they can remember them. And most people can't remember a lot when they're in their 70s. And I think that's the...
And that was the aftermath of being so high when you're in the 60s.
Yeah. What's that again?
I said that was the aftermath of being so high when you were in the 60s. You couldn't remember the 70s.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, I think there are a lot of people who give up. There's a lot of people who say, well, I've done my part. There's a lot of people who get tired. There's a lot of people who can't remember. It takes a lot of stamina. It takes a prodigious memory. It takes... an enormous amount of time and dedication, and most people are not willing to give that. And I am not going to personally allow these people, if I can help it, get away with what they're trying to get away with. And that's why I do what I do. And I'm reaching probably 30, 40, 50 million people a month all over the world. And so to me, it's worth it.
Well, and that is the plan. I mean, job one for me, and we're lifting that from the Ford Motor Company of, the 80s. Ford is job one. But my job is to make sure, I'm with you, Bob, is to make sure that these globalists, now, between government and the globalists, they've been well on their way, and they've been having a heyday here with destroying this country. I don't know that if we lined up all the Illuminists against the wall right now and, you know, had a little shooting party, that it would fix the situation. In long term, it certainly would. But the damage has been done to this country. All the infrastructure is still here. People are still here. The labor force is still here. What is not here is real money. And having said that, my job, Bob, is to make sure, and this is job one for me. I'll say it again. You know, I'm not going down any other avenues than what I'm doing right now for the time being, because I see the North American Union as part and parcel of the Illuminist plan for global governance as the biggest threat to the United States right now, followed by, and this is right on par with it, it's the funny money game that they've been playing. 1913, folks, the last century, they took control of this economy. And I was surprised to learn, Bob, that even in 1933, our national debt was only $20 billion. Now, that's $33, mind you. I think the dollar was still pretty close worth to a dollar. But still, we're talking about a lousy $20 billion. And then we've seen what has transpired since then, that the Fed offered a blank check to our politicians in Washington, and they have taken full advantage of that by giving us all kinds of things like socialism and Marxism and whatever ist or ism that you can think of, and they've been on a tear and a spending spree. Now, if I was the head of a bank and I saw what the government was doing, I would do everything that I could to cut their funds off or make it uncomfortable for them to keep borrowing more and more money. But again, folks, understand that we're dealing with a very tight interlocking group of people, that the agenda is to form the United States into global governance. So they had a job to do, and they've been doing it quite well. Do I still have Bob?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Okay, no, I was done.
But I want to add to that. You know, on all these programs, we talk about the things that are wrong. And we talk about the truth and factuality. Let's have some solutions, and it's really, really, really very simple. Number one, we all go into the primaries, and we get rid of almost all the incumbents, because Congress is on the other side. They belong to the enemy, they've been bought and paid for, or they've been compromised because of something that they've done. That's number one. Number two, we got to get Ron Paul elected. Now, if we can accomplish those two things, we can cut them off at the pass. because that means that we can kill anything that's going in the direction of the North American Union. We can do away with the Federal Reserve. We can implement tariffs on goods and services to create a level playing field, and we can kill free trade and globalization, which is nothing more than British mercantilism. And those things alone will put our country back on the road to success. And if we don't do it, you're going to have to fight in the streets.
I had a gentleman on the program yesterday, Richard Pence, and this guy sent me, this was worth its weight, not in paper and ink, but in gold. A lot of what the Congress has been involved in as far as filing bankruptcy. I've got the Senate reports. I've got the joint resolutions, congressional records, everything. And I asked this guy yesterday, I said, because there's a lot of people talking about, and rightfully so, demonstrating to people how the climate is changing, if you will, here inside the United States. The self-imposed police state, under light and transient and lying reasons that, you know, Al-Qaeda is going to pop out of our closet and kill our babies while we sleep. Having said that, they're in the business of pumping fear to get more control. And I asked him, I said, how much of what we see out there right now, whether it be the police state and the thugs that, and I basically, they're private mercenaries, ladies and gentlemen, for the corporations, and I call them the corporate Keystone Coffer cops. They also enforce state law, so they're not exactly Blackwater for the various and individual corporations. But I asked him, I said, how many of these problems would up and disappear if we had an honest money system in this country? And he thought about that for a second, and he said about 90 to 95% of the problems we're witnessing right now inside this country, if we had honest money, money that was really backed by gold and silver, that about 90% of this stuff, with certainty, would disappear. Now, that's one hell of a statement to make.
Well, I agree. And so we have solutions. It's just that America has to act. And if they don't act, it's over. They're going to lose everything.
Well, on the subject of Ron Paul, did you watch the debates on Sunday?
No, I did not.
Okay. If I were to drop out, and like I said, if for some reason I didn't know anything about a politics or who was running to run a country or whatever, and if I plopped down from a planet and said that, well, one of these guys is going to be the leader of this country in the next year, which one would you vote for? Sometimes people don't like to hear what I have to say because it happens to be the truth, but I said that out of all these people, Mitt Romney or anybody, if I were to say that, hey, well, here's a guy that seems like he's up and he can talk to large amounts of people and he's very glib, and I would have picked Rudy Giuliani. The problem with Ron Paul is that the man is speaking the truth. And for him to speak the truth, that would mean that you would have to have people out there that would recognize the truth when they heard it. This is the problem that Ron Paul is facing right now. And it could be, and this is what we're working for, folks. Bob, you talk to 40, 50 million people a week. We talk to a good number of people. They're starting to come around. But the bulk, the majority of the American people wouldn't know the truth if it fell out of the sky and crushed their little skulls. And there was actually some people, and I think they were plants, by the way. There was an auditorium of 3,000 people, which was the largest crowd ever for one of these debates. And they had planted boo birds out there. When Ron Paul spoke, it was boo, boo. And I would have taken the opportunity, if I was him, to address those booers, and I would have talked to them directly. I would have talked to them over their heads, and anybody else that Ron Paul thought that Ron Paul, they, one of these commentators, not that was on the debates, but said that, well, Ron Paul's just a nut. He's crazy. Ron Paul is the only guy in this nation's time, in our history, he is the only And I mean, folks, not because, and I have some problems with some libertarian positions, and trust me on that one. But Ron Paul is the only guy at this time in this country's history to be running this country. Bob, can you imagine if Hillary Clinton does win the election, we got Nancy Pelosi? Oh my gosh. This is a recipe for communist slash socialist America. And the problem is that people out there don't understand what made this country so great, why it rose so rapidly, and furthermore, they don't understand why it's in its rapid decline. And Hillary Clinton, there's one thing that there's one thing that Mitt Romney said Sunday, or I'm sorry, it was Rudy Giuliani that said that, folks, I'm not making this up. This is an actual quote. He said that Hillary's got a million and one ideas she wants to put into action, but she just doesn't know quite how to pay for them. And folks, I'll tell you what, if the American people knew this country was $100 trillion in the hole, maybe, and Ron Paul should be repeating this until the cows come home, maybe people might take a second look. But we're pushing this boulder up the hill. It's hard work, but folks, it's actually getting done. And what's most refreshing about this, he's got a large following in the younger set, college-age people. People are going to take over.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Folks, we are back. Let's snag a call here from Alabama. Richard. Hello, Richard.
I got a question about something non-economic.
Okay.
I've noticed that the documented foreign nationals are being treated very, very well by the state troopers. They're being treated well by the tax authorities, real estate tax authorities and the IRS are treating them very, very gently and letting them get away with an awful lot of stuff. And nobody is trying to take away their foreign documentation. And it seems to be a growing trend for people who can to get foreign citizenship, to expatriate, you might say, to become foreign nationals with the right to stay here. And if this just keeps on growing, we're going to become a U.N. refugee camp. And it looks to me like as if the U.N. is already in control of all the immigration.
Bob, you want to comment on that?
And we've just become a dumping place for the excess population of other countries. And yes, we have a vast country and lots of opportunity, but that opportunity is being taken away by the very people who are allowing legal and illegal aliens to come into the country. And it's in the form of destroying the country. So considering what the gentleman said, it is all part and parcel of taking America down, because the government agencies are looking the other way when these legal and illegal aliens do what they do.
But the white people do not have a right to expatriate. Now, we can get citizenship in Ireland, but we have to go. We have to leave. We can get citizenship in some other countries, but the non-whites can get citizenship of other countries without having to leave this country. We can't.
Well, and just following what Bob said, and this is part of the globalist plan as well, and this is why these agreements through the Security and Prosperity Partnership that, for all intents and purposes, for labor, that it's going to be a borderless deal. That we're going to be able to have nationals from other countries just traipsing through the place shopping for jobs. They don't find one here, they can go to Canada. They can't find one in Canada, they go to Nicaragua, as if there's any jobs down there. But this is part and parcel of the plan.
But it's a one-way border.
Well, of course it is. What, did you expect it otherwise?
Oh.
When you have an agenda, when you have a plan, you stick to it. You don't kind of sort of do it, you do it. And this is what this is about. Now, the one thing I will say, Richard, is that their states are starting to take positions on the illegal aliens that are in this country. Oklahoma is a great example. The governor just signed a bill last week, and he stated that there is no benefits here for you. There's no free ride here. There are no jobs here for you. So Oklahoma is out of your sights, and from what I understand, they're leaving Oklahoma in droves. Now,
well, the federal judges will strike that down.
Well, but the and the federal judges are being taken on more and more. They're out there politicizing when they should be following the law. Richard, you and I can't kind of sort of follow a law and still be okay. Federal judges are making political decisions on a bench. Politics is not based on law. Law is a creature unto itself, and either these federal judges are going to adhere to them, or I hope to see a position in this country where states governors start inviting the Fed and their Justice Department to uninvite these federal judges in their states. I still don't know why the hell they're even here.
Article 14 of the UN Declaration of Human Rights says that the white people's nationality is not supposed to be stripped, but they did.
Hang on a second. Robbie Noel will join us in the next hour. We'll be back with Bob Chapman right after this.